listener production.
Good morning, I'm Amanda Milo. Dialogue is a vital guardrail in dealing with China, according to Anthony Albanese, who's delivered his first major foreign policy speech since becoming Prime Minister. The PM has spoken at a security forum in Singapore overnight, urging Beijing to reopen communication channels with the United States.
It's not a question of placing obstacles in the way of any nation's progress or their potential. This is a matter of simple, practical structures to prevent a worst-case scenario. And the essential precondition for this is, of course, dialogue.
Our PM's also defended the federal government's move to acquire nuclear-powered submarines through the AUKUS Pact. An open letter from families who claim to be linked to allegations of historical racism at the Hawthorne AFL Football Club has been released. Cyril Rioli and his wife, as well as ex-player Carl Peterson, among those who say confidence was betrayed. They have vowed to take their truths to the Human Rights Commission. Looking overseas, tragedy in India where two passenger trains have derailed, killing at least 50 people. Around 400 others have also been taken to hospital after the accident. An investigation will be launched into how the trains came off the tracks. And an online romance scammer has been busted after convincing an Aussie to send him $60,000. The Nigerian man has been arrested after police uncovered his scheme. He'll also have to give all the money back. Checking sport, the Raiders have held off the Tigers to claim a thrilling 20-19 win. Leading 18-0 with 12 minutes to go, Canberra conceded 3 tries in 4 minutes plus a field goal to be trailing. A Jamil Fogarty penalty goal putting them back in front to secure the victory.
When we had Tommy sent, the boys were out on their legs and they're a very good attacking team. They didn't look like scoring a try for 70 minutes and then we had a play a go and their attack sparked up and they got some momentum and they should have won the game, mate.
Raiders coach Ricky Stewart there. And Melbourne's bounced back from consecutive losses with a 17-point win over Carlton at the MCG. Harry Mackay finding form with 3 goals. The only real shining light in what was the Blues' 5th straight loss.
We're fighting, but we're forcing. And it's making it look really hard. So, yeah, the endeavour to try and do the right thing. Yeah, I mean, I think it's sort of been a bit that way for most of the year, to be honest with you.
Blues coach Michael Voss there. Round 12 rolls on today with 4 games, starting with Port and Hawthorn at Adelaide Oval.